Hrothgar matter-of-factly remarked, "Ouch!" then with great difficulty propped himself up on his elbows. Drizzt took the horn from Brunner and held it up to examine it, and noted a crack running along its side.
"Ye braked it, girl,"
Brunner remarked when Drizzt pointed it out. "It will hold him."
"I had him back to his senses," Brunner protested. "We ain't done yet."
"No, but Pwent is," Catti Bree said, rising and coming over to take back the horn. She slung it over her shoulder, shaking her head to deny any forthcoming protests from the dwarf.
"We came for Pwent and we got him,"
Regis interjected. He looked at the man standing beside him and added,
"We came for Entreri and we got him."
Entreri looked down at him curiously.
"Who are you?"
he asked. And in response, Regis held up his hand with a missing finger, a digit removed in the trauma of his near-catastrophic birth, but so eerily similar to the wound Entreri had put upon him in his previous existence. Entreri turned his confused expression to Drizzt, who merely answered,
"Are you really surprised by anything anymore?"
The assassin shrugged and glanced back the other way, where the vampire minions huddled together at the far end of the room, cowering from Catti Bree's powerful invocation. He nodded to Drizzt and started off to dispose of them, but it was Regis who led the way.
"Ye sure it'll hold him, then?"
Brunner quietly asked Catti Bree when the trio had gone off. The woman inspected the horn and nodded. Brunner sighed.
"It is best," Catti Bree said. "Pwent can't control himself. Not for long, and not for much longer at all. It's a curse full of great powers, and surely not a blessing. We'll find him his rest, the proper rest for Thibeldorf Pwent."
"Ah, but I loved the dirty brawler."
"And Moradin will enjoy him at the great feast,"
Catti Bree replied, managing a smile.
"Ouch!"
Wolfgar said again from beside them, and with great effort he rolled around and managed to sit up. Brunner pulled one of Regis's healing potions from his belt, but Wolfgar waved him away.
"We may need it later,"
he said, his voice still a bit breathless. They sent Regis to finish off the crawling beast, then Drizzt and Entreri waded into the trio of cowering undead with wild abandon, blades hacking the creatures apart before they ever knew they were being attacked.
"Is it really them?" Entreri asked quietly, and Drizzt nodded.
"Where is Thalia?"
Drizzt asked as they approached the hanging cages. Entreri shook his head.
"I haven't seen her in more than a day, perhaps longer. I have little sense of the passage of time down here."
"Efren?"
Entreri shook his head and pointed to lead Drizzt's gaze to the misshapen pile of splattered skull. Drizzt gasped and averted his eyes.
"Tormented her with that, your fine kin," Entreri said. "The sight of it, of him, broke her and left her vulnerable."
Drizzt sighed. He could only imagine the pain such a loss would have inflicted on fragile Dahlia. And so soon after she had come to reconcile with her son, both in his forgiveness of her and her own forgiveness of herself. Efren had allowed Dahlia to come to terms with her own dark past and had given her hope for the future. And there it lay, splattered on the floor.
"How long since your capture, do you think?"
Drizzt asked, needing to shift the subject.
"Several days, less than a 10-day, I believe. They took us in port last, and laid waste to much of the place."
Drizzt looked around, his expression curious. "Not so many dark elves," he remarked.
"Because Tiago led them off," Entreri replied, "with an army at his heels, looking for you, I expect. That seems to be the driving desire in his life."
Entreri climbed up the side of Athafrenfir's cage and picked the lock quickly, then dropped down to help the drow ease the monk to the floor. Fortunately, this cage hadn't been glyphed like Entreri's.
"We'll throw him in the primordial pit," Entreri offered, "so they can't raise him and torment—"
"No!"
came an interruption, a weak and parched whisper from Athafrenfir.
and Trary jumped back and nearly jumped out of his boots, staring wide-eyed.
"We thought you were dead," Drizzt cried. "For all the days we've been here," Entreri added.
The monk stiffly moved up to one elbow, swallowing repeatedly.
"Fortunately," he said, his voice a thin whisper, "so did our captors."
"How?" Entreri cried. "What?"
"He faked his death,"
Regis announced, rushing over to join them, having finally dispatched the crawling monstrosity.
"Convincingly. He is a monk, after all."
"Repeatedly," Afafrenfir confirmed. "Whenever anyone was about."
"You could have let me know," said Entreri, "for all the days I hung beside you."
"That the Illithid might draw it from your thoughts?"
"You're lucky we didn't just leave you here," Entreri grumped.
Afafrenfir started to rise, and Drizzt and Entreri moved fast to help him up, but they found immediately that they would have to fully support him if he was to remain upright. They eased him to a sitting position instead, and Drizzt called out to Catti Bree.
"Now what?"
Entreri asked Drizzt, when the group, now seven strong, was all together.
"We should make for the exit quickly,"
Catti Bree said, and nodded at Wulfgar and Afafrenfir, both sitting propped against the wall, both weak and weary, and in no condition for another fight any time soon. But Drizzt answered by bringing forth the mace the largest of the Driders had carried.
"Amber is down here," he said. "And Dahlia, likely
both dead or taken away by those who fled," Entreri answered.
"Like Efren? So we should leave?"
Drizzt asked, and it seemed more an accusation than an honest question.
"No," Entreri answered. "You and I should go and find them, and quickly."
Drizzt looked to Catti Bree, who nodded.
"Not without meself, ye don't,"
Brunner grumbled.
"Or me," said Regis.
"Aye,"
Entreri sarcastically replied.
"Because it would do well to leave our injured with the woman alone, to face the drow should they return through another course."
Brunner made a noise that sounded remarkably like a growl, but Entreri ignored him.
"Stealth," he said to Drizzt.
"I'm as quiet as any,"
Regis protested.
"And speed," Entreri added without missing a beat.
He turned to Regis.
"Then keep a silent watch," he said, and started off. Or tried to, but by that point, his adrenaline had played out and his knee buckled.
He pulled himself straight immediately.